I'd like to address the young people here this morning. Have any of you got your Bible? Got a Bible handy? Somebody like to read for me? Would you do that for me? Thank you. Could you turn with me to Romans 8? I'd like you to read for us just verse 28. Romans 8 and verse 28. You probably know this very well. Thank you. Now, how many of you read that verse? Have you read that verse? One hand gone up. Yes, you've read that verse? Yes, and nods. Okay. Now, like with the Bible, we can read many things, can't we? But sometimes we don't maybe always understand it, or as we heard in that prophecy this morning, that God wants to open our eyes. And if we look at this, it's interesting. And very often, we tend to miss out the very first line. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for good." And we know. Now the question is, you probably know exactly what I'm going to say. Do you know? That's the question. Do you know that all things are working together for good in your life? Do you know that, or do you simply read that in the scriptures, but I don't actually really know it? Now, there's nothing wrong if you have found out this morning that you don't really actually know that, because that's good. Because if you can actually face the fact that you don't really know that, then you may go away today knowing a little bit about what Paul says here. Because he says we should know. And this idea of knowing means that we are touched by God. That because God has touched me, I am knowing. Now this idea of knowing is a knowing, it's a growing experience. So because God has touched me, I am learning, I am knowing, I'm experiencing that every day what I go through is working together for good. Now, isn't that tremendous that you can begin to know that? Now, how do you think God works that, knowing, in all things that work together for good? How do you think he does that? Any idea? Any idea? I've already said that it's not just something you read, but it's something that you experience. Yes, Nana? Through our trials. That's right. So our trials get us to know that all things work together for good. Now, you've had your holidays over the last, couple of weeks, so forth. Any of you had a trial? Had a trial? Yeah, there's one head nodding. Had a trial? Have you had a trial, Elizabeth? Yes, you have. Elizabeth's been in bed. She hasn't been too well. So there's a trial. Any other trials? Huh? Any other trials? Oh, to be young like that when you think, eh? Yes, you get older, you don't have to think about it anymore. Well, you've had trials anyway. You know what I mean? Now, those trials are to help you to know. And it goes on to say, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God." So if you love God, those trials that you're going through, what does it say it's doing? What does it say it's doing? Yes. Working together for good. Now, do you think your trials that you go through are working something good in your life at the time? Do you think that? Do you always think that? Wow. Bless him. He'll know. He'll know. Do we always think it's working together for good when we go right through those deep trials? Did you think that, Elizabeth, when you were in bed last week? Hey? You didn't really, did you? See, we don't at the time. Do you know why? Because it's hurting. It's hurting. And the flesh doesn't like it. You know, and all we can see is the trial. All we can see is the hurt and the pain. And why is this happening to me? But, you know, when we get out of it and we stay with it, and it's to those who are called according to his purpose. Ah, now we're not going to get too deep into this one. But do you know anything about calling? Do you know anything about calling? Well, do you know anything about when mother and father call you? Huh? Do you always answer? Huh? Tina's not nodding her head, no. When mummy and daddy call you, do you always answer? Huh? You don't sometimes. Do you pretend that you can't hear? Huh? Do you pretend that you can't hear? Huh? How many times sometimes does mother or father have to call you? Huh? Have you ever heard them say, I have been calling you for the last 5 minutes? Have you been hearing that? Yeah. Did you know that God does the same? We're not always quick at hearing. But you know, God has a different calling on your life. He says, when I call, you will respond. You will obey, even though you don't do it first off. But he says, you will do it. Do you know why you'll do it? Do you know why you'll do God's will? Do you know why? Any ideas?
Because when he saved us and from the foundations of the earth.
That's right, he's already saved us from the foundation of the earth. Now, we can't be complacent about that. You know what I mean when I say complacent? Oh well, I can sit back, nothing can go wrong in my life, God's called me. Ah. You see, the Bible also says you're to work out your salvation in fear and trembling. And we'll know if we're called, because we'll stay with it to the end, and we'll know if we're called because we respond to what he says, even though we don't like it sometimes. In fact, I'll say to you, many times when God calls us and expects us to respond, you aren't going to like it in the flesh. But that's where you have to be honest, and that's where you have to tell him, Lord, I don't like this. I don't like the way you're working with me at the moment. This hurts. This is painful. But I know you've called me, and it's a sign of your calling. So don't be shocked if you have a problem in what God requires of you in that calling, because yourself, your flesh, is not going to like it. But if you ask him to do it through you, he will do it, and he won't let you go. He won't forsake you. And when finally you do what God wants you to do, you're going to find you're very blessed. And what you're going to find above all is that God never makes a mistake. He always gets it right. We're the ones that get it wrong. So that's a little bit of understanding there when you read that again. For we know that all things work together for good. But that first part of that verse is very important, because he says, I want you to know. Otherwise, if you don't know, you're just reading it, and it doesn't make any sense. And God doesn't want you to read his word where it doesn't make any sense. He wants you to be touched by his word. And that's important. So when you open your Bible next time, ask the Lord to open your eyes. Lord, touch me with your word. Let your word be my experience. Otherwise, I'm just going to be religious. I'm never going to grow. And in the end, I'll be fed up with church, fed up with a lot of it, and I'll just go off. But when you open the Bible, ask him to open your eyes. Ask him to touch you with his word. And do you know something? He'll do it.